a landmark diplomatic success for Iran. After more than 4 days of intense negotiations, Iran and the six world powers finally reached an agreement over Iran's nuclear energy program. In Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani congratulated the nation and told reporters that the nuclear deal sealed in Geneva with the P5 plus one recognizes Iran's nuclear rights.
The Islamic Republic of Iran already retains this intrinsic right. The Non-Proliferation Treaty gives such a right to all of its signatories. That's why today more than 40 countries enrich uranium in the framework of the NPT.
On Sunday, foreign ministers of Iran and the P5 plus one signed an initial agreement aimed at paving the way for the full resolution of a 10-year dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program.
The current plan of action, as we call it, in two distinct places, has a very clear reference to the fact that Iranian enrichment program will continue and will be a part of any agreement.
The deal lifts a part of sanctions against Iran by the UN Security Council, as well as unilateral US and European Union sanctions. Head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization considered the deal as an end to the dispute over the nuclear issue.
We had no intention to produce the 20% enriched fuel from the beginning, but when the agency refused to supply us, we decided to produce it at home. None of our activities will stop. The Iraq facility and enrichment efforts up to 5% will remain active.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, thanked Iran's negotiating team, saying that they have done a praiseworthy job. The deal was considered as a big blow to its opponents like Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called it, quote-unquote, a very bad agreement. For the past 10 years, the US and its allies like Israel and some EU countries accused Iran of trying to build a nuclear bomb, a matter strongly denied by Iran. In the next 6 months, the partial suspension of Iran's sanctions will enable the country to access billions of dollars of oil revenues currently blocked in foreign banks as a result of the sanctions.
Both Iran and the P5 plus one regard the current agreement as a window of hope that would open the path for further comprehensive talks in the upcoming 6 months. As sanctions are partially removed on the Islamic Republic, Iran continues its nuclear energy program, which it insists is for peaceful purposes, under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency. This is while the upcoming 6 months is believed to be very determining, both for Iran and the P5 plus one. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.